any LLM, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th annual Zoo Lights, beginning November 22nd. With new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, 58 in Topeka. It's 3:06.
Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we are going to learn more about geothermal energy being harvested in Utah. It's being sent to Los Angeles. Southern California Edison contracting for enough of the energy to power 400,000 homes. Our good friend David Kondos, who's now in Utah, filed a report. We're going to hear that. Then hurricanes Milton and Helene. Ice storms, record heat, all taking a toll on the nation's grid.
These weather phenomena are not only bad for humans, they are energy disasters. What taxes our body also taxes our energy systems.
Coming up on KPR, why we need to modernize and harden up our electrical grid and other infrastructure, and the sooner the better. Commentator Scott Carlberg talks about it for us, still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area tonight, late night, 1 a.m. through 9 a.m. tomorrow. Sub-freezing temperatures throughout the region. Cover up those plants. It is 3:20.
Election observers are in the U.S. to examine how Americans vote. What strengths and weaknesses do they see in the U.S. election system?
There is no single easy way to manipulate these elections with such decentralized authority structure over the elections.
A European view on security at the ballot box on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way with Jay Schaefer as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall and 1313 Mockingbird Lane as they present Bram Stoker's Dracula, showing at Liberty Hall from October 18th to 20th. Tickets available at the Liberty Hall box office or online at libertyhall.net.
Coming up next, news headlines. Don't forget, we have a freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area. Goes into effect at 1 a.m., runs through 9 a.m. tomorrow. It is 3:30.
...in voters to return their ballots at least 1 week before their state's deadlines. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And for Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Reading scores for Kansas students inched up for the second year in a row, and education leaders say a shift to science-based reading instruction is working. A report from the State Department of Education shows fewer students scored in the lowest level on this year's state assessment, which was held last spring. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says it's a positive trend, but there is still room for improvement.
You ought to celebrate. And then here's what I'm going to tell you. A third of the kids in level one is way too much because a third of our kids can't read well enough to go execute every post-secondary option they want.
Over the past 3 years, the Kansas State Board of Education has earmarked $25 million to train teachers in the science of reading. Across the state, students of color still score below their white peers in both reading and math. 11 Kansas communities have secured more than $17 million to shore up the energy grid. The investment combines nearly $12 million in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Energy and more than $5.8 million in matching funds from Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly announced that funding today. The Kansas communities receiving grid resiliency funding include Anthony, Attica, Blue Mound, Dodge City, Garden City, Girard, Holton, Horton, Hutchinson, Pratt, and Ulysses. Former Hallmark chairman, civic leader, and philanthropist Donald Joyce Hall has died at the age of 96. Hall's tenure as Hallmark president and CEO saw the construction of Crown Center and other growth for the iconic Kansas City company. Hall's successor, Irv Hockaday Jr., says Hall was an innovator who could see into the future.
He was a giant in his corporate life, in his civic life, in his philanthropic life, in his family life. So he was, in his quiet, unassuming way, a Renaissance man. He may have looked like Clark Kent, but he was more like Superman.
Hall was involved in multiple civic initiatives over the decades, and his legacy includes the Donald J. Hall Sculpture Park at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. The Hall Family Foundation is a major supporter of the Hall Center for the Humanities on the University of Kansas campus, along with its support of other KU programs. The time is 3:35.
Support for NPR.
Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Severe storms slammed the southeastern United States in late September and early October, and they came on the heels of a hot summer. Superstorms and extreme temperatures, both hot and cold, have been taking a toll on our nation's energy grid. Commentator Scott Carlberg says it's time to modernize that aging energy grid.
Superstorms are in the news.
Commentator Scott Carlberg has worked in the energy industry and communications for more than 40 years. His career includes work with the petroleum industry and the electricity industry. He's also worked for research, nonprofit, and higher education organizations. He lives in Leawood. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tomorrow featuring A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing reproductive rights, October 17th via Zoom. Details and a link to the discussion at lplks.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, we start things off with an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then we will talk with more voters in Arizona today, talking about their views on abortion. We'll learn about Republican outreach for Kamala Harris. We'll also learn about the toll that hurricanes have been taking on people's mental health. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival on November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org.
58 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 4.
EMCFoundation.org.
European election observers examine how people vote in the U.S. and share their views on the strengths and weaknesses of U.S. elections. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You will be hearing Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 59 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
Book. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
59 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then the Biden administration is telling Israel to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza within 30 days or face unspecified consequences concerning U.S. military aid to Israel. We'll hear that story. Then natural birth centers that are not affiliated with hospitals are becoming more popular. But in Kansas, a big one just closed, and that is part of a national problem.
We all know and have experienced firsthand inflation, and costs have gone up for birth centers to provide their services, yet their reimbursement has not gone up.
Coming up on KPR, how the closure means fewer birthing choices for Kansas and Missouri women. It's coming up. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, now through October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
And I should clarify, that is only from Thursday, October 24th, through Saturday, October 26th. I played the wrong card, and that is on me. Again, 24th through 26th of October. Contact Theater Lawrence for more information. Freeze warning tonight for the entire KPR listening area. Runs through 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Support for...
There is no single easy way to manipulate these elections with such decentralized authority structure over the elections.
A European view on security at the ballot box tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
News headlines are up next. We do have a freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area tonight. Goes into effect at 1 a.m. through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Out of all major U.S. cities, Kansas City ranks the worst for handling chronic homelessness. That's according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Kansas City Star reports that the share of Kansas City's chronically homeless population living outside and not in some kind of shelter is bigger than any major city in the country. The report from HUD says the Kansas City area has the highest percentage of people experiencing chronic homelessness living unsheltered of any major U.S. city. That rate is worse than places known for significant homeless populations like Los Angeles. Reading scores for Kansas students inched up for the second year in a row, and education leaders say a shift to science-based reading instruction is working. A report from the State Department of Education shows fewer students scored in the lowest level on this year's state assessment, which was held last spring. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says it's a positive trend, but there is still room for improvement.
You ought to celebrate. And then here's what I'm going to tell you. A third of the kids in level one is way too much, because a third of our kids can't read well enough to go execute every post-secondary option they want.
Over the past 3 years, the Kansas State Board of Education has earmarked $25 million to train teachers in the science of reading. Across the state, students of color still score below their white peers in both reading and math. 11 Kansas communities have secured more than $17 million to shore up the energy grid. The investment combines nearly $12 million in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Energy and more than $5.8 million in matching funds from the state of Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly announced that funding today. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: clear skies tonight with widespread frost after midnight. Very cold with lows in the upper 20s. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. There is a freeze warning in effect for the entire KPR listening area. That goes into effect at 1 a.m. and runs through 9 a.m. tomorrow. Again, this is for the entire KPR listening area. Frost will be widespread tomorrow morning, then sunshine with highs in the lower 60s. It's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Women in Kansas and Missouri have fewer options on where to give birth, especially if they're looking to give birth holistically. A natural birthing center in Overland Park has closed. That has worsened the existing shortage of birth care. We learn more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service.
When Kimberly Klopel envisioned the birth end by the end of the year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, economics, and many other public policy issues. You'll find more stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello. Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we will talk about Donald Trump's town hall in Oaks, Pennsylvania last night. It ended not how you would expect. Also, we will learn about kids slowly returning to schools in western North Carolina after being off following the devastation from remnants of Hurricane Helene. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for Kate.
It's 59 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. A freeze warning going into effect at 1 a.m. for the entire KPR listening area. It's 5 o'clock.
Is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Bongotini and a Night of Music, Cocktails, and Friends. October 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the new Maselli's Lounge. Information and tickets available at masellisonline.com.
It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and lots of other frequencies, too. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org, or check out our app. The app is pretty nifty. We have one for iOS and one for Android, wherever you get apps.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Coming up next, a conversation with journalist and author Bob Woodward. He has a new book out. It's called War, and we will learn some of the things that he observed and heard while researching the Biden administration. We'll hear more about geothermal power being shipped to Los Angeles, and we will hear from our commentator Scott Carlberg talking about hardening up the energy grid. It's all straight ahead on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Later tonight on your KPR One stations, it's Evening Classical Music with Destiny. She says life is hard and invites you to commiserate with her. Here's some Beethoven and some Scott Joplin and even some Stephen Foster tonight on Evening Classical, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're listening to us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Reveal, which will be followed all the way through the overnight by news from the BBC World Service. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:20.
Support.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Wake up with Jay Schaefer, bringing you the regional news.
If you've got an old car that won't make it through another Kansas winter, KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We turn your donated vehicle into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. Quick reminder, there's a freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area late tonight, 1 a.m. through 9 a.m. tomorrow. Sub-freezing temperatures are expected as low as 26 degrees.
To follow higher standards. Jeff Rady, NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Reading scores for Kansas students inched up for the second year in a row, and education leaders say a shift to science-based reading instruction is working. A report from the State Department of Education shows fewer students scored in the lowest level on this year's state assessment, which was held last spring. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says it's a positive trend, but there is still room for improvement.
You ought to celebrate, and then here's what I'm going to tell you. A third of the kids in level one is way too much, because a third of our kids can't read well enough to go execute every post-secondary option they want.
Over the past 3 years, the Kansas State Board of Education has earmarked $25 million to train teachers in the science of reading. Across the state, students of color still score below their white peers in both reading and math. 11 Kansas communities have secured more than $17 million to shore up the energy grid. The investment combines nearly $12 million in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Energy and more than $5.8 million in matching funds from the state of Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly announced that funding today. The Kansas communities receiving grid resiliency funding include Anthony, Attica, Dodge City, Garden City, Holden, Horton, Hutchinson, and Ulysses. We're going to talk more about the grid coming up in just a few minutes here on KPR. Former Hallmark Chairman, civic leader, and philanthropist Donald Joyce Hall has died at the age of 96. Hall's tenure as Hallmark President and CEO saw the construction of Crown Center and other growth for the iconic Kansas City company. Hall's successor, Irv Hockaday Jr., says Hall was an innovator who could see into the future.
He was a giant in his corporate life, in his civic life, in his philanthropic life, in his family life. So he was, in his quiet, unassuming way, a Renaissance man. He may have looked like Clark Kent, but he was more like Superman.
Hall was involved in multiple civic initiatives over the decades. His legacy includes the Donald J. Hall Sculpture Park at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. The Hall Family Foundation is a major supporter of the Hall Center for the Humanities on the University of Kansas campus. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Severe storms slammed the southeastern United States in late September and early October, coming on the heels of a hot summer. Superstorms and extreme temperatures, both hot and cold, have been taking a toll on our energy system. Commentator Scott Carlberg says it's time to modernize our aging energy grid.
Superstorms are in the news to the grid. The next natural disaster is coming, even if we don't know when.
Commentator Scott Carlberg has worked in the energy industry for more than 40 years in communications. His career includes work with the petroleum industry and the electricity industry. He's also worked for research, nonprofit, and higher education organizations. He lives in Leawood. Thanks so much for tuning in to All Things Considered this afternoon. Plenty more still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight.
Hi, KPR friends. It's Destiny from Evening Classical inviting you to the closer for Live Day. You can meet me and my friends. I am actually playing the violin. Spooky sounds for you. October 25th, Friday, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. It's free. I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute and lots of other frequencies, too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we return to Arizona for a conversation with some Latina voters, talking specifically about abortion issues. We'll learn about Republican outreach for Kamala Harris as a candidate, and the latest on what we know about what the Biden administration has been telling Israel about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Those stories and more still to come.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at cidergallery.com.
A freeze warning for the entire KPR listening area. Yes, even you in Chanute and environs. 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're expecting sub-freezing temperatures as low as 26, so cover up your plants.
It's All Things Considered News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will bring you the local and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5 and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.